Proclamation number 6087, dated the October 23rd, 1954. Original sin. Emanation of love. Jesus Christ. The first sin of rebellion against me resulted in my living creation's vast distance from me, since with their rejection of me they also rejected my strength of love. They left the circuit of my flow of love and constantly distanced themselves ever more from me. Hence resistance to me is the same as rejecting my strength of love, which is why no human being who still inwardly opposes me can be permeated by my strength of love. And it can already be considered an opposition if he does not believe in me and therefore has no contact with me. Then he will stand outside the circuit of my flow of love. He will be unable to feel my love because he does not voluntarily become receptive to it and is unwilling to establish contact with me. Not to acknowledge me means to be entirely subject to the one who once rebelled against me and thereby became my opponent. And his plan is to so influence all living creations that they will likewise deem me non-existent, that they won't believe in a being which created them and desires to have a connection with them. But this non-acknowledgement also results in utter lack of strength and darkness of thoughts. Light and strength are only available from me, and they scorn light and strength because they scorn the giver of light and strength, because they have no faith in the primary source of light and strength from whence they, too, had emerged. However, to the same extent as they reject this primary source, they incapacitate themselves from being nourished by this primary source, and thus they remain lightless and weak until they strive towards this source in free will, until they acknowledge the power who created them and thus voluntarily open themselves in order to be supplied with the divine strength of love, until they unite themselves with the giver of light and strength. And then they will receive without measure what they need in order to become blessed, in order to enter the original state again which they once left voluntarily. Every person who turns to me shall receive abundantly, for my love will never expend itself. It forever wants to give and delight and merely requires open vessels into which it can flow. And as soon as the sincere will has awakened in a person to enter into contact with the power which created him, he will separate himself from the original sin, the rebellion against me, and he will safely reach the goal with the help of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for the sake of this immense original sin, who infinitely suffered and died on the cross in order to acquire a treasure of grace for the weakened human race, a strengthening of will and the realization of their guilt. Now every person will be able to reduce the vast distance from me, every person can find forgiveness for the immense guilt of the past rebellion against me. Every human being can enter the circuit of my flow of love again and receive light and strength in abundance, if he makes use of the many blessings which are at his disposal as a result of Jesus Christ's act of salvation, if he acknowledges me since Roman 1, as Jesus the man, remove the guilt for you through my death on the cross. Amen.